This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Let's see, I seem to recall a certain college near Bryan, Texas. Not Baylor, is it? No, it is not. Baylor is in Waco, where, according to published reports, police have not been altogether open about incidents involving football players for the local celebrity college team. Here's the mountain of information that's emerged so far. At least 8 allegations of sexual assault leveled against 5 Baylor football players, 3 other allegations of violence by Baylor players against women, 1 incident involving a fight at a university-sponsored frat party, where 6 Baylor players allegedly assaulted a group of students in cases being removed from Waco's police computer system. Incident reports locked in a supervisor's office. What about Baylor? Well, Baylor, whose president is a certain Ken Starr, yes, that Ken Starr, seen as being unusually low-key in addressing the growing concerns over sexual violence involving members of the football team. One recent headline says a lot here, The Silence of Ken Starr. Co-author of that story, David Tarrant. He is senior writer and investigative reporter with the Dallas Morning News. David, welcome to The Standard.
Hi, David.
You know, there seems to be a tragic, horrible irony to this. Ken Starr, best known for investigating a presidential sex scandal himself, now a president, no less, at the heart of what seems to be this emerging sex scandal that you've been covering in detail there for the Dallas News. What is his role, or is it clear what his role actually is in this emerging, some say, cover-up?
Well, his role, of course, is he's the face of Baylor in many ways. He's the head of Baylor. He's the president and the chancellor. And as such, his job is to become the face of Baylor across the country and across the world, really. And so when a scandal like this happens, it's obvious that he's going to have to bear part of the responsibility.
Is it clear, though? I mean, for those not following the story of college football, I suppose we should point out that for many years Baylor was sort of a conference doormat, and has since, certainly over the past few years, has become a kind of powerhouse. And I guess the allegation is that Baylor knew or saw these sort of escalating reports of sexual attacks involving football players, and what, tried to hide it?
Well, yes. I mean, that would be the shorthand for it. As always in these kinds of situations, it's probably a lot more complicated. But essentially, Starr's tenure at Baylor started in 2010, which is about the same time that the football team started getting better. And I think Starr and Baylor benefited by that. And in fact, Starr has said that the success of the football team has helped showcase what Baylor is about. Its Christian mission, its service, you know, in terms of what their mission is. So I think the two have actually benefited, Baylor from football and football from Baylor.
Of course, what we're talking about here also has to do with police records, which were not made public, and some wonder if perhaps at the behest of Baylor, or perhaps Waco police wanting to, you know, sort of a kind of loyalty to the in-town institution. And police, though, they say they're just doing this to protect the integrity of these important cases, right? I mean, so is there any evidence that Baylor has done anything wrong here?
Well, a lot of it is in the eye of the beholder, but one of the things Baylor has not done well at all is to get out in front of the story. I mean, you can look at similar cases across the country, Penn State, for example, where they just let the story happen to them, and they failed to get out in front of it. Now, I don't know why Ken Starr did not address this with the media very early on. Instead, he chose to address this by news release. I don't know if that's if his hands are tied. I mean, the Baylor is ultimately controlled by a group of regents, some 36, 36 regents. So the question is, why did Baylor not deal with this early on and talk to the media, talk to the public, and instead just deal with it by press release?
I guess one final thing, and it gets back to this irony here. I think many people can recall when Ken Starr would talk a great deal during his investigation of President Clinton about, you know, the importance of the integrity of the investigative process and the rule of law. We haven't been hearing a lot about that from Baylor of late.
No, we haven't been hearing much from Starr at all. And I think that's the big contrast between then and now. Starr was very zealous in his investigation of Clinton. And, you know, I'm not going to comment on the rightfulness or wrongfulness of that, but it was clear that he is a very strong legal mind, and he knows the law, and particularly the federal law. So what's not clear is what happened here. And if Baylor failed to thoroughly investigate sexual assaults in these cases involving the football team, we don't know about other cases that might or might not have come up that don't involve the football team. But the question then becomes, if we have a guy who's one of the best legal minds in the country not focused on something that is clearly a federal law, then why?
David Tarrant, senior writer and investigative reporter with the Dallas Morning News. He's been covering this story closely. David, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me on, David.